Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Sean Kelly is out, Joe Duffy is out, but Catherine Connolly is in. So far, the Galway West TD is the only candidate who's likely to have enough support to enter the presidential race after being given the backing of the Social Democrats and People Before Profit. She is also in talks with the Labour Party. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil have yet to make their intentions clear. Nominations close in Fine Gael next week, with Mairead McGuinness widely tipped to enter the race. Presidential elections are notoriously bruising affairs, with all aspects of a candidate's past coming under the spotlight. And our next guest knows all about it. Gavin Duffy is a business advisor who contested the presidential election in 2018. He finished last out of six candidates, securing 2%, just over 2% of the first preference vote, and was one of three former judges on the Dragon's Den TV show to contest that election. Gavin Duffy, welcome to the programme, and thank you for coming in to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
And we wanted to talk to you because you know better than anybody how difficult these campaigns can be. We're about to begin another one of them. What advice would you have for people who are considering putting their names in the hat now for the presidential election?
Well, I think this is going to be a very different presidential election. So when you go up against an incumbent, as we saw in 2018, it's very, very difficult, particularly when somebody is has delivered a strong first term, like Uachtaráin Higgins. And, you know, this time it is an open field, and we have candidates, the ones that you've mentioned, tried, tested, calibre, credible people who will contest it. But it is a very, very bruising election because you're out there in the public a long time. There's a complete focus on the candidates, but they are electing a head of state because under the 1937 Constitution, which was basically brought about partly because we didn't want to be giving an oath of an allegiance to a foreign monarch. So it's very important when you elect a head of state that that people are really fully tested to see are they capable for that very high honour.
And in 2018, you came under intense scrutiny yourself. There was an incident from your past which involved a road collision which injured a young woman when you were a teenager. You were an uninsured driver. And that came into the public domain. Did you expect that would be brought into the campaign?
Yes. You know, you don't come through and experience something like that and think it's not going to be raised during a presidential campaign. What I did not expect was the implied suggestion in the coverage that I changed my name to Gavin Duffy because of that. And that's what very late in the campaign raised a doubt about my character,
etc. And you changed your name because you were a pirate DJ.
Exactly. And had done it before the accident. So, you know, that's what happened. And that just shows that if you look at all of the presidential elections, 1997 and 2011, 5 days to go, there was somebody in the lead who did not win.
Yes.
So if something happens very late in the campaign, you don't have the time to address it. And that's what happened with me.
And the coverage of presidential campaigns in recent times anyway seems to be, you know, while a candidate might want to discuss why they would be a good president, the coverage tends to be picking their flaws and amplifying them. And do you think that is fair, that everything from a candidate's past would be dug up and thrown at them in the course of a campaign?
Whether it's fair or not, it doesn't matter. You know, we are electing somebody to be our head of state. And whilst the job isn't in itself demanding, you want to have somebody in there who's been tried and tested by the media. So I don't have a problem with that. I believe this next election is going to be even rougher than 2018.
Why?
The reason for that is You know, social media was there in 2018, Justin, but it has plummeted further now into an open sewer. And therefore, that's going to be an extra added complication for anybody contesting the 2025 presidency. It's, you know, something that's going to be a major factor in it. So I think this one is going to be an even harsher trial by fire. For your listeners, you know, the presidential election is different because it's not an election per se. It is a process of elimination. And we start off with a number of candidates. They'll be eventually selected by September. And what happens is, you know, the process of elimination ends up with various people, their chances being sundered. And the last person gets elected.
Does that mean then that perhaps if you come late into the contest that you might have an advantage?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody is criticising Fianna Fáil that, you know, they don't seem to be interested. I can assure you, I'm sure they're as interested as any other party. But, you know, no harm for them to perhaps view the landscape. What is concerning, though, is that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have already suggested they might try to block any candidate coming through the local authorities. And I think Article 12 of the Constitution is there for a very significant reason. And that significant reason is that somebody from outside the political establishment can contest the presidential election, because we are electing a head of state. And I hope that threat is just, you know, June and July talk.
Do you regret entering the race in 2018?
No, I don't. Like, it's an honour to be nominated. Yeah, and for people now, you know, playing the Russian roulette, will they, won't they, etc., Justin, a nomination is not easily won. And I would contend that the local authorities take their responsibility so seriously. We don't have to be concerned about somebody who doesn't deserve getting through. That doesn't happen. They take it very, very seriously. So to have been nominated to contest the presidential election, and, you know, I was heavily defeated, Justin, but I was defeated by a strong incumbent president. And I think it's more a mark of how much Michael D. Higgins won by than the rest of the candidates lost.
I know you lost a lot of money running in that contest. Do you need a lot of money to enter this race?
I didn't lose any money. I spent a lot of money and did that willingly. And so on.
Yes, but you didn't, for example, because you didn't meet the threshold to get your expenses, money wasn't recouped. But do you need a lot of money then to enter this presidential contest?
Not only do you need money, but if you're from outside a political party, you don't have the boots on the ground. And that means you have to hire all of the expertise that's going to advise you in a campaign that are automatically there within a political party. So whilst Éamon de Valera put it into the Constitution, or we know that John Hearn was very keen that somebody from outside the political establishment, he was the man credited with being the architect of the Constitution, that anybody should be able to run for the presidency. Somebody coming from outside the party system has a very, very difficult uphill challenge.
At this stage, we only have one candidate confirming her intention to enter the race. That's Catherine Connolly. And she will more than likely have the support to be able to do that. We'll probably see Mairead McGuinness enter it too. Mairead McGuinness, who I know you know and have worked with. We don't know if Mary Lou MacDonald will enter the contest or if Fianna Fáil will put a candidate in there. At this point, I mean, you have an armchair view, having both been in the contest and now you'll be sitting back watching it. How do you see it shaping up, or what are you hoping for?
Well, I think, isn't it absolutely amazing that we could end up from the Houses of the Oireachtas with four strong, credible women, brilliant debaters. I'm including Mary Hanafin at this stage because she declared an interest last week for that. So I think it would be great to see those four highly competent women contest a presidential election. I would warn them it's going to be long and tough, and I would wish the best candidate comes through. And I want to say this. I don't question the media for how they have to run the rule over candidates, but I do question social media. And, you know, you've just had a debate about libel there. You know, Meta can do anything and publish anything, or somebody can on there, yet my local newspaper is held to a higher standard.
And that is going to be one of the challenges they'll have to deal with. Gavin Duffy, business advisor and former presidential candidate, thank you very much for coming in to speak with us today.